The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Is cool with us going through his room to get up here?
Yeah, so long as we don't snoop. Besides, look at that sunset. Worth getting into trouble?
Oh my darling, oh my darling, oh my darling, Clementine. You were lost now, gone forever. Dreadful sorry, Clementine.
That's a sad song.
It's a satire. Singer makes fun of Clementine, and then after she dies, hooks up with her sister.
Oh.
Yeah. No one ever pays attention to the rest of the verses.
Well, it's still pretty.
You mean you like it because it's easy to sing?
Yeah, well, some of us don't get featured in the winter choir show.
You've got your violin.
That's not the same as just making music from your own body. Are you gonna do the choir when you get there?
I don't know. Allegedly, first-year physics majors practically suffer mental breakdowns from the course load alone, and I heard that
Professor Highland is a total beast. Avoid those classes at all costs. Dude, I helped you make that pro-con spreadsheet.
I want to take it so badly. I feel like if I can do that, I can do anything.
Just don't get burnt out, okay?
Never. You know, you could always go next semester. It'd be way easier if we could cheer each other on.
I've got my online courses.
You know that's not the same.
Trust me, if I were a turtle with my home in my back, I'd be there in half a heartbeat.
Oh, come on. In the grand scheme of things, the whole Earth is your home, zooming through space at 67,000 miles per hour.
Sounds more like a race car than a home.
You are impossible.
Mo, where are we?
We're at home.
I know that, but, I mean, where is home? I look out and there's nothing but the fog. Where is it? Are we in a place? A non-place? How am I going to explain this to that guy when I don't even know myself? I think we really messed up this time.
You were the one who dragged him in, not me.
All right, thanks for the camaraderie, Mo. Oh, gosh. You're awake. Here, let me grab you a chair. There!
A seat.
You're probably still feeling woozy. I don't bite, I swear. Well, except my food. I bite my food and then I chew it and swallow. Not that your food, that's gross. I do have food, real food, if you're feeling up to it.
Who are you?
Oh, Hesperia, but I prefer Perry most of the time. People only call me Hesperia when they're mad at me.
Nice to meet you, Hesperia. Kidnap people often?
Oh gosh, that's not... I mean, I didn't mean to... Would you like to sit down? You still don't look good. I see you found the clothes I laid out. Those are my old jeans. Happy they fit you. I mean, I've been having to use belts lately. Anyway, food? Yeah, you want some food?
Where am I?
That's a complicated question.
How did I get here?
Food poisoning, I think. I mean, not that the food poisoning transported you here. That was me. It was hard. We almost fell over a lot. You were all sweaty and ashy looking after eating that gross sandwich. I think it was a sandwich that did it. You were really sick, and without anyone else around to help, I figured the best option to make sure you didn't, you know, die would be to set you up in my bathroom and wait it out. It wasn't kidnapping, I swear. At least not kidnapping on purpose. Mild kidnapping. Friendly kidnapping? Well-intentioned kidnapping. You want some water? You're probably really dehydrated. See? Perfectly safe to drink. So, do you have a name?
Yes.
Can I know what it is?
I'd like to leave now.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
I would like to leave now.
I'm sure you would, and I fully support you going on your merry way, but it's not safe out there. And I'm not just saying that It really isn't safe, and I swear it's not like that movie with the blizzard and the writer and the lady who ends up putting the board between his feet and the sledgehammer and— Oh my god! Why am I bringing up hobbling right now? That is not helping my case. What I'm trying to say is that you can't leave because we're not anywhere you can leave to, I think.
That made no sense.
You were just in a desert, yeah? Have you ever seen fog in a desert?
No.
Right, that's because we're not in that desert anymore. I've been popping up all over the place lately, and the fog comes in during the evening, and then all of a sudden, I'm someplace new the next morning. And I'm really sorry that I pulled you into this, but it's not safe to go out there until we're at the next spot. Once the fog burns off, I swear you can go.
You are actually certifiable.
I mean, I can't stop you, but it's a really bad—
Whoa!
Oh my gosh, close the door! Close the door!
What the hell was that?
That was proof that I'm right. We've arrived someplace else. Holy smokes, those are the biggest waves I've ever heard. That doesn't sound good.
Do you have a hammer and nails?
What?
Do you have a hammer and nails?
I think so. I did an inventory a while ago. Your voice carries a lot of authority. Holy moly.
Do you have any wood?
What, just lying around? I have these wooden chairs.
They'll do. Mind if I break them?
If it will stop the water from coming in, then I do not mind in the slightest.
That might hold. We should go upstairs. Grab any food that won't do well in the water.
Uh-huh.
Looks a bit dated.
Hmm?
The room.
Oh. Yeah. It's, my brother's. He hasn't been around.
Big deal you're in here, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
I'm Benny, by the way.
What?
Benny. Short for, Benicio, but, only my mom calls me that when she's mad.
Nice to know your name, Benny.
You're a lot quieter now.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. I'm tired. staying up all night only to see the ocean flooding. The house kind of takes a lot out of a person. Sorry again about accidentally kidnapping you. I thought you were gonna die.
I'd say that's understandable, but I think understanding any part of this whole thing is kind of beyond me.
This is one of the worst places I've been so far.
How long? How long have you been traveling like this?
I don't really know. I kind of lost track.
Don't you ever just want to, I don't know, leave? I get that this is your house, but...
This conversation is getting very personal, and I'd like it to stop now.
Sorry.
It's okay. I get overwhelmed sometimes.
That way you talk to the candle?
Oh, gosh. You heard that? Jeez, that's embarrassing. His name is Mo.
Oh. We can just sit for a while, if you like. I'm still pretty beat from the whole being sick and then boarding up windows.
Okay. And thank you for that. I know you thought I kidnapped you and everything, so when you just... left into action. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. Moment of truth. Well, I guess that's nope.
Ooh. Shut the door. Snow's getting inside.
I haven't been to a snowy place in a while. Yeah. That's cool. Literally. Sorry.
And you have no phone.
There's no power. To be honest, I'm shocked I have water and have decided not to question where it comes from.
All right.
I'm gonna start to clean up this mess. You can hang out in my room if you like. I've got some books and comics.
No, I'll help you too.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Look! Wilderness. Wander around for a while, find a town, call home. You can leave!
Walking into a random forest without gear or any idea of where this forest is? That's a prime horror movie no-no.
You're a surveyor. Survey the land. Figure it out. Didn't you want to go home?
We're still not done fixing the downstairs. Let's wait until tomorrow. See if we get a nice suburb or something.
That is a row of cornfields, which means there might be a farmer around. You might actually find civilization!
Or a bunch of creepy children!
You're a horror movie person, aren't you?
I'd watch them with my mom when I was a kid.
Okay, well, this might be your best shot of getting home. Who knows where we'll end up next?
It's fine. Yeah, I'll take my chances. We can finish cleaning up the kitchen today.
This may come off rude, and to be honest, this is very awkward for me to point out, but you're eating all of my food.
Oh.
Yeah. Which was why I figured now might be a good time for you to leave before we end up in the Arctic or something.
What if what? What if I stayed? I mean, I could help you find food and fix up the other busted things. Looks like the lamp up top doesn't work anymore.
I thought you wanted to go home.
I thought I did too, but I live in this tiny apartment, right? The stove has only 2 out of 4 functioning burners. I wanted to be a surveyor to see cool places, and instead I got stuck in this endless stretch of desert.
So, you want to use me to see the world?
No! Sort of. I mean, okay, I'd help out. Whatever you need. You don't like it? I'll leave.
I'm looking for my brother.
What was that?
I'm looking for my brother. That's why I haven't permanently ditched the lighthouse. If you help me with that, you can stay as long as you like.
Okay.
And there's someone else. I think she might be looking for me, so we have to keep an eye out for her as well.
Okay. Okay. I can do that. Presuming you have photos of these people we're looking for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Shall we get back to work?
The Far Meridian, created and written by Eli Barraza, directed and produced by Misha Stanton, performed by Eli Barraza as Perry, Danielle Shamaya as Ruth, and Jose Donato as Benny. Music by The Album Leaf. For more information and transcripts, go to thefarmeridian.com or find us on social media at The Far Meridian. You can also support us on Patreon, patreon.com/thefarmeridian. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, may you always find your way.
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.